Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Van Haven bringing us back. Welcome back, 17 Till. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Have a great visit with our good friend, Connie Sertucci, VP, Executive VP, Managing Director at Small Business Solutions at Sage. Sage, S-A-G-E.com. Check them out and look at some of the different things that they offer you to help you manage the financial part of your business. Connie, thanks again for being here. What's the official title of this new survey?
It is the Small Business Weighs In on the 2016 Election.
All right. And so folks,
it's available on our website.
Yeah, go to sage.com and find it. They're asking small business owners, you know, what's your party affiliation? What do you think about these things that you're facing right now? What are you facing that, with regard to how the government is treating you, irrespective of party, right? We're equal opportunity dissers, right, Connie?
That's right. That's
which,
right.
However the facts fall. So let's drill into the details of the survey. We found out how many of your folks are Republicans, Democrats, and mugwumps, and all that. So, but what did they tell you? What are some of the more specific things that they told you about how they're feeling today about how the government's behaving?
So, at the highest level, there's a serious, very serious disconnect between the priorities that the small business has versus what they perceive Washington's priorities are today. And we asked that really in a number of areas. We asked it in terms of special interest groups that Washington should be looking at, in terms of what the priorities and mission should be for Washington, and also for the policies that they should be working on. And I think a good example, and you can see all the details obviously on the website, but a good example is around the policy. So we asked our Main Street or small businesses, what policies did they feel like Washington should be focused on first and foremost? And the top three were tax reform, the deficit, and Social Security. At the bottom of their list was global warming, income inequality, and raising the minimum wage. And then we then said, well, what do you think Washington is focused on or the government is focused on? And the top three, gun control, global warming, and raising the minimum wage.
Right,
so
yeah.
It's a complete disconnect and that Washington is out of touch.
Well, it's what I mean when I talk about anti-business rhetoric and policies coming out of Washington. And I more times than not, Connie, I attribute it to Washington and the political class.
That's definitely whatever's causing it. There's a serious out of touch feeling. I mean, we saw the exact same thing within the special interest groups and in the priorities, and it was so bad that oftentimes what small businesses felt like Washington should be focused on, they felt was at the bottom of the list.
Right.
You know, so it was a huge, huge gap. Except for one, I think healthcare was listed, and that was one area where there was some synergy. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, there was a huge gap.
Well, and here's the thing, Connie. You and I both know that half the economy is from small businesses.
Absolutely.
So if we're growing at 2%, that means small businesses creating 1%. Well, you and I both know small businesses are capable of creating 2% by themselves. So if we could get the government out of the way of small business, we could be growing at 3% or maybe 4%. I attribute 100% of our moribund economic condition to the impediments the government is putting in front of companies.
And that gets back to, you know, when we ask their top issues, and as you mentioned earlier, the very first one on their list that keeps them up at night is excessive regulations, followed by taxes. So that's what the data is telling us. That's what we're hearing from Main Street and from the small business segment that's out there. To your point, that is so critical to this economy.
Mm-hmm. What are some other things that they're telling you?
So when we also asked about, you know, as an example, the special interest groups, you know, where they felt like Washington should be focused on special interest groups, small businesses said the most important one, number one on the list, not surprising, is small business, followed by the military, followed by middle class. And when we asked what they felt Washington was focused on in terms of special interest, number one was big business, number two was minorities, and number three was government employees. And actually, they thought small business was last on the list. So, which I think says a lot, that they think that somewhere along the way, we've lost the focus on small business as it relates to, you know, the rules, the policies that are being set in place, the decisions that are being made.
You know, and this is the paradox of all that, and the irony, Connie. The politicians like gold, right? They like to spend money. Well, the golden goose, where the golden eggs come from, are small businesses out here on Main Street.
Right.
You would think that they would be smart enough to say, you know what? If we'll just nurture these guys and help them and support them and help them do their job, they'll just keep churning out these golden eggs that we can spend money on, that we can spend.
Oh, absolutely.
Instead of, I mean, what part of that is hard? I mean, that's third grade logic, isn't it?
I agree. I mean, small businesses generate, you know, 2/3 of net new jobs.
Yeah.
And if small businesses are being successful, we're all going to be successful.
Right. Right. Absolutely. All right. What else? Okay, hold on to that thought, because I got to take a quick break. But we're going to talk about this some more, folks. In fact, you actually asked them about the candidates too, didn't you?
We did. We'll talk about that next.
So this is going to buckle your seatbelts for this one, folks. Connie Santucci with Sage, sage.com. Check it out, folks. Go there for a lot of different reasons, but also to find out some of the details of this survey that they took. Tintail, I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.